I want to go back a little bit to some of the tissue things that we were talking about. It seems that based on what you're saying, the fact that hormone therapy can reduce the chance of relapse significantly in patients who have an ER estrogen receptor positive tumor, and that trastuzumab or Herceptin can significantly reduce the chance of cancer relapse in patients who have a HER2 positive tumor, it would seem that it would be critical to make sure that the assays done for those two substances are done accurately and correctly.
Well, estrogen receptor, progesterone receptors, and HER2-NU are critically important in clinical decision-making. And here we have a problem in the United States. And that is that in the old days, we used to have a major quality control mechanism that all the pathologists followed. And as of right now, we really have a morass, a real problem, not only with HER2-NU testing, but also with estrogen and progesterone receptor testing. Every laboratory has the capability of doing immunohistochemistry, a certain type of test. And you can do that type of test for estrogen, progesterone receptor, and HER2-NU. But the problem is that these assays have not been stringently standardized. And only now there's an outcry from the medical oncologists and hopefully from the patients as they start to recognize that there is a major problem with quality control of our hormone receptor assays and also our HER2-NU assays. And this has been the subject of guideline meetings from the NCCN and from ASCO. These are some of our regulatory bodies that draft guidelines. And the American College of Pathologists have come together with the NCCN and come together with the ASCO in order to come up with guidelines to mandate strict quality control. But we are not there yet.
So the problem is that a patient has these assays done, all the patients have the assays done of the tumor, but there may be a false negative result or false positive result. In other words, an inaccurate assay.
Correct. And unfortunately, these inaccurate assays could be present anywhere from 15 to 30% of the time. And that's frightening.
And so I guess the problem is if they really are, let's say that the tumor is called estrogen receptor negative, for example, or HER2 negative, but in fact it really is positive, then patients are not going to receive therapies like endocrine therapy or trastuzumab or Herceptin that could help them in a significant way.
That's absolutely correct.
And I guess that if it's called positive but it's really negative, they're going to be getting the therapy and it really isn't going to help them and it'll expose them to the risk of the therapy.
That's correct.